Now, the reason we played a Bellisera track was because our next guest will be co-headlining with Bellisera on December 3rd. They are the Indigo Children. Joining us in the studio are Banksy and John. Guys, welcome to the show.
G'day, thanks for having us.
Not a problem. Now, the Indigo Children, it sounds like the sort of name that's got a really deep and powerful meaning, but probably doesn't. So what exactly does it mean and why did you choose it?
Well, it's cut a long story short. It's about the Indigo Children is a study done by hippies about this sixth sense of a new generation of children coming through.
Okay.
The sense of rebellion, you know, second thought, all that sort of stuff, think quicker on their feet, faster, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think it just clicked. The ex-guitarist Justin came in and said, hey, you know, I think the Indigo Children would suit the band and the name, and we stuck with it. And the more we looked on YouTube and read about the Indigo Children, the more it seemed to fit.
So you all have a sixth sense for music. Is that the kind of thing we're going for here?
Well, we think so.
Yeah, we tend to think so, absolutely.
So for those who are unfamiliar with the Indigo Children, how would you define yourselves in your music?
I'll let John answer this one.
I think we're very passionate. We just love playing. We love just getting our music out to people. We're very easygoing, very approachable. And yeah, I think that's just we're simple, and that's how we come across. And that's
what we did with our music as well. You know, we've cut it down and stripped it back and said, okay, let's write a song and play it in its simplest form. So if we can play and write a good track on solely an acoustic and a vocal, when you start adding more instruments, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But when you strip it back, it's still a good song in the essence. So we do our best not to offend the ears and try and be as creative as we possibly can with, you know, that in mind.
Okay. Now, your debut album, it's New Light. It's been out for a while, and you released a single in a month beginning with Jay. I can't remember which one.
We think it's July.
Yes, July this year.
Yeah,
the July new single, year. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how does the new single differ stylistically from the album?
Well, I reckon it's heavier than any song that's on the album.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a lot more raw when it comes down to it. We decided, okay, we were very, very careful when we recorded the first album. You know, very made sure everything was pretty, overthought everything a bit too much, I think. Mm-hmm. And then we came down to do Between the Lines, and the song honestly was written in about 10 minutes.
Nice.
It's not that we didn't care or anything like that, but it was more, okay, this is the raw emotion, this is where it's at, and how do we captivate that? So Between the Lines for us is a dawn of a new era of our songwriting, absolutely. Mm.
And we'll be listening to that very shortly. Do you think Between the Lines is more representative of your sound, that sort of raw, spontaneous sort of music?
That's weird, because I like to think that there's now three eras in the Indigo Children. How there's the first album, then In Between the Lines, and then now there's another one where, you know, we're writing songs and we're, you know, we're going for either another EP or another album, our third one, which all our songs for that are sounding different
again
compared to, you know, Between the Lines. So, yeah, it's kind of like they're now all separate, you know, eras from the Indigo Children.
But showing growth, like one thing that, you know, you hear one band release one album and then they release a second album, it sounds nothing like them. We want to show some progression.
Yeah, they're all
linked. We're growing
still
as a band, absolutely.
You can still tell they're us.
Okay, nice. Now, just steering away from the music for a moment, I was trolling your Facebook for interview questions, as good radio people do.
Yep.
And I was looking in your bio, and you've shared the stage with Evermore, The Screaming Jets, Diesel, you know, lots of interesting people. So I wanted to know, do you have any juicy stories? You know, who was fun to hang out with? Who was a total diva? Who killed a prostitute? That sort of thing.
Yeah, okay. No one killed any prostitutes.
Oh, that's probably good news.
Yep. They're all so different. Dale Braithwaite's up there. He's just a really, really nice guy. All of them have their own little quirks that make them who they are, that make them big. You know, Richard Clapton never took his sunnies off. Doesn't matter if it was 1 a.m, that's just how he is. Evermore was super cool. Amy Meredith, all those guys were super cool in their own way. I don't really have any juicy stories. I think I remember we played with Evermore and Amy Meredith, and I think Amy Meredith, their rider was just pure spirits, just bottles. And I know that they topped the whole lot of them before they went on stage.
Wow.
But there's, that's really the only thing. They've all been really, really well behaved. And it shows, I think, the higher they get up, they have a responsibility and they lead by example by short. That's why they've had such a long career, all of them. So
I somehow never imagined rock stars and alcohol responsibility going together nicely, but apparently they do. Thank you. That's been very informative.
There was one night listening to Johnny Cash and Boots scooting around a hotel room. That was that was good fun. That was with I'm not actually going to mention, but that was awesome fun.
Come on, hint at least.
No, I can't.
Initial star sign.
They cover it up very nicely.
All right, fair enough.
So, what's been your best or worst moment in the band so far?
I think me entering the band.
The worst or the best, John?
We'll take embarrassing if that's the first thing that comes to mind. You know, late drunken night with no pants or something. Maybe something the fans don't know yet.
Well, I'll say, because I've been in the band for about a year now, and I think best night was we had, I think it was a Bendigo gig, and I'd never been to Bendigo before. I got a bit drunk after the gig, and I kind of threw up everywhere, made a fool of myself, and it was like one of the first gigs I've been with this band, and so it wasn't the best impression.
Very nice.
So on Facebook, it says you guys have an announcement to make tonight. Someone made a comment.
No, we're gonna announce. We do have another show, not this year.
Okay,
but it's our first show back next year, and we're playing at the Melbourne Showgrounds, opening for the Melbourne Aces baseball.
Oh, well done!
So we get to rock out at the Melbourne Showgrounds, and then possibly sing the national anthem. And throw the first pitch to open the game. So that's like super, super exciting. You know, they're such a good team and really good dudes. And to bridge the gap between sport and music is pretty cool.
Very nice. Now, talking about that gig next year, the next gig that you have coming up, actually the last one for you guys this year, it'll be co-headlining with Bellisera on December the 3rd at the EPSI, the Gershwin Room. Seeing as how this is your last show for the year and co-headlining with Bellisera, how crazy is it going to get? What can people expect to see?
Wow. Yeah, we've sort of kept all of our surprises up our sleeves, especially for this show. You know, there's a lot of work going behind the scenes now with building the new tracks. We've got a couple surprises, stuff that fans would probably already know. We've got a few special guests coming in to walk on stage and share the stage with us. I think it is going to be such a crazy night. Great fun, and we're definitely looking at partying on and enjoying the moment with all our fans. You know, we're looking to head overseas next year, and this is really, for us, the biggest show of our career to date.
Well, there you go. If people want more information on the Indigo Children or to buy your latest single or your album, where can they go for that information?
Pretty much all on Facebook. You've got like your links in the bio there, or where you could buy the album off iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on Twitter at the Indigo Boys. You can definitely email us and join the mailing list as well, which is, you can find all that on Facebook as well.
Yep.
We tend to keep on top of all of our events pretty quickly. Always, you know, every day writing back. So if any fan has any question on our YouTube channel as well, if anyone has any questions, we get straight back onto them, and even if it's in another language, we'll do our best to
try our best
to get stuck in and write back.
But yeah, we're on top of our Facebook. We try to update it at least a few times a day.
Beautiful.
And check it.
Well, Banksy, John, the Indigo Children, thank you very much for being on the show.
Cheers, thanks for having us.